All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So actually, I want to pick up. We left off Perech Avav. We're actually just a few pages away from finishing the Sefer. So I just want to go back. Well, not go back. So I just want to start this morning. And if you're following in the red edition, it's page Reish Samech. So we began this on Friday, but I felt like we did it a little bit rushed. So I'd just like to take a step back from home. Vesira ata hefresh shabin atara lakadosh. So here the Ramchal makes a very important distinction between Tara and Kiddusha. What's the distinction between someone who's a Tahor and someone who's a Kadosh? Hatar, Ramchal says, Ma'asav hachomriyim einam lo elahechrechim. So the Ramchal says that when it comes to the Tahor, say his actions are forced. Meaning, if when the Tahor understands that he has to engage in certain physical activity. So if you ask him, what's the nature of your engagement in the physical? He says, you know, less breira. I have no choice. I'm a physical chumri being, and so I have to engage in physicality. And he himself only engages in it. Because he has no choice. Therefore, it turns out that his physicality is considered to be something ultimately that is not bad. It's not bad. It remains tahar. So we'll say, here's what Ramchal is saying, that when a person tries to minimize the engagement with the physical, because he realizes that the physical has certain negative downsides, he tries to limit his engagement with the physical and only engages in the physical as much as necessary to sustain himself, that's called Tara. Ach lichlal kiddusha lobo. But that's not, but he hasn't come to the realm of kiddusha. Why? Ki ilu haya efshar biltam, Kivar Haya Yosher Tov. Because if this person had the ability to go ahead and totally avoid the physical, he would do so. See, you hear this very interesting distinction? So when a person is on the level of Tara, so a person says to himself, listen, if it was up to me, I would just be Kulo Ruchni. I'd be totally spiritual, not Gashmi, not physical at all. But what's my choice? Because at the end of the day, I'm a physical, corporeal being, and therefore I must engage in the physical, but I will make sure to engage in the physical as little as possible. I'll only engage the physical world to the point that I need physicality in order to survive. But if you ask the person, if you had a choice and you didn't have to engage in the physical at all, would you rather that the person would say 100%? So that's Tara, minimal engagement in the physical material world, minimal engagement, but at the same time that because there's minimal engagement, by definition, one's engagement is pure istar. But says Ramchal something amazing, and this is such an incredible idea, that's not Kadosh. That's not Kiddusha. What's Kiddusha? Acha Kadosh Hadavik Tamid Elokov. Someone who is Kadosh, which we define as someone who is constantly connected to his God, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nafsho mishaleches bein hamus kolos ha'amitios ba'avas boro v'yiraso. But ultimately, again, his soul is connected to all the different ideologies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true ideologies, constantly connected to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reverence of God. Hinei nechshav lo kilu mishalech lifnei Hashem. Such a person is always viewed as if he's actively walking before God. Ba'arto sachayim, here in this world. Odena po ba'olam hazeh. Now, what's Kiddusha? So remember, as we saw before, so Kiddusha essentially is a God awareness. That a person ultimately does whatever he can in order to remain connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. That again, in every moment of my life, I try to figure out how can I remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kiddusha. So we'll say, essentially what we say is Kiddusha is Devekus. Kiddusha means I walk, again, I'll just quote you from the beginning. Remember, he said, Umistabik tamid b'chol is u'b'chol sha'a be'elokios. That's Kiddusha. Kiddusha is I remain connected in every moment, in every hour, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kiddusha. So Ramchal says, when a person is Kadosh, look what he says, he's constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hine ish kazeh, hu atzmo nechshav kimishkan, kimikdash, v'chamizbeach. I will say, when a person is Kadosh, He has the ability literally to make himself into a mishkan, into a mikdash, into a mizbeach. Ukim ma'amarim zichronam livracha, as Chazal say, vayal me'alav Elokim, ha'avos hein hein amarkava. That the pasuk ultimately says, Echadosh Baruch Hu literally ascended from him, that you see from here that the avos, the patriarchs, had the ability to be the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that literally the Ribbono Shel Olam rested within them. V'chein amru, ha'tzadikim heina merkava, ki ha'shchina shora aleihem kimo shahaisa shor mikdash. Both say, this is an amazing yisod. So Ramchal points out that what does Kiddusha mean? Kiddusha ultimately means that a person is misdabik tamid b'choleisu b'chol shabe elokios. Person is constantly trying to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment, in everything I do, in every moment of my life, I'm trying somehow to remain connected. When a person comes to that level, says the Ramchal, they become like a Beis HaMikdash. It's amazing. So what is a Beis HaMikdash? What's the essence of Beis HaMikdash? Va'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. When you become a Mikdash, what it means is, there's a Hashras HaShchina. The Ribbono Shel Olam literally rests within me. He says, now what does this mean? Now, the ramification ultimately of being a mikdash is ume'ata hama'achal shehem ochlim. Therefore, it turns out that the food that I eat, hu kekarbon sha'ola al gabe ha'ishim. This is, Rabbi, you understand? See, here's the chap of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the idea of the Beis HaMikdash? Everything you do in the Beis HaMikdash, by definition, is kadosh. Right? Every single thing that I do. There's eating that happens in the Beis HaMikdash, but that eating by definition is kaddish, it's sacrificial eating. He says, Ki vadayhu, sheyihye nechshav li'iloi gadol, shal osam hadvarim shahayu olim al gabi hamizbeach, kevan shayu nikravim lifnei hashchina. Bosai, listen to this. Anything that happens within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, by definition is kaddish. So therefore, even what would otherwise just be considered to be physical, material acts, when done within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, become Kadosh, become holy. See, you hear the distinction now? This is amazing. He says, Nimsa. I'm sorry, I just lost the place. V'chol kach yisror haya lahem bazeh, at shahaya kol minam misparich v'chol ha'olam ukema amaram zichron livracha b'medrash. Kina ma'achal v'hamishta sha'ish ha'kodesh ochel ilui hu l'ma'achal hu'ahu u'mishta hu kilu nikrav agabe ha'mizbeach mamish. Bosa, do you hear this chap? This chap that Ramchal is saying is that when a person is a mikdash, every single thing that I do by definition is kadosh. Every single act of eating, every single act of drinking is no longer just simply looked at as a physical material act to sustain my physicality, but rather it becomes a form of avodas Hashem as well. So listen to this distinction that Ramchal is making. With this we'll stop for today. We'll get a few minutes head start on the daf. But what Ramchal is saying is like this. What's the distinction between Kiddusha and between Tara? When a person is tahor, their goal is avoidance of physicality, minimizing of interaction with the material and physical as much as possible. I want to be ruchni, I want to be as holy as possible. Holiness comes from lack of engagement with the material, and I'll only engage with the material to the point that I need it to keep me alive, to sustain me. But to whatever degree I could refrain from abstaining in the physical, that's ultimately what generates holiness. The person who's Kaddish realizes that that's a little bit short-sighted. The real goal in life is to make myself into a mikdash. Because if I make myself into a mikdash, then by definition, everything I do within the confines of my mikdash, both that which is spiritual and that which is physical in reality, all becomes spiritual. An incredible, incredible idea. Let's say, essentially what the Ramchal is saying is really, if we were doing this like 2 hours from now with a couple of more cups of coffee, you know, we'd have a much different reaction to it. But the idea is this is absolutely amazing. Because what Ramchal is saying is that too often what we do is we just focus on actions instead of focusing on the type of personality we want to create. Tara is a character trait. Kiddusha is a personality. If I create a personality of Kiddusha, if I make myself into a Mikdash Ma'at, I make myself into a Mikdash, into a Mishkan. You know what that means? If I create the persona of Kiddusha, that means everything that happens within that persona, by definition, is uplifted and holy as well. An incredible idea. Sometimes you have to focus on behaviors. But says Ram Chaim, that's what we've been looking at until now, really. Behaviors, mindsets, approaches, outlooks. Now what Ram Chaim is saying is, the ultimate goal is to create a personality of Kiddusha. To create a personality of holiness, that by definition, everything that happens within the confines of that personality becomes holy as well. We'll stop with Rabbi Yossi. We'll pick up again with this distinction a little bit more tomorrow morning.